Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, now don't look at the sun. Okay, that advice seems obvious, but eye experts will spend the next few weeks saying that over and over and over and over. That's because on April 8th, millions of Americans will want to gaze at the sun to see it be eclipsed by the moon. The path of totality will cross 13 states. Other parts of North America will see a partial eclipse. Everyone who looks up will need eye protection. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce joins us now to talk about what you need to know to keep your eyes safe. Hi, Nell.
Hey there.
Okay, so the moon's going to move in front of the sun, and the sun will start to take on a crescent shape. Is there a point now where it's okay to look at that with the naked eye?
It is never okay to look at any part of the exposed sun without special protection. So even if it's just a tiny, tiny, tiny little crescent, you can't look at that because it is still so bright, it will overwhelm the light-sensitive part of your eyes. And I was talking to Ralph Chu. He's an eye specialist as well as an eclipse chaser with the University of Waterloo in Canada. And he told me, you know, people try to sneak peeks. They think it'll be okay if they just, like, glance up. And while one glance might not be a problem, if you just keep doing it, it adds up. And then eventually you get to this threshold where your eye has been exposed to too much light and there's damage. And the thing is, you won't know that because it doesn't hurt and the damage won't become apparent for hours.
An eclipse chaser. Maybe one day I can have that in my title too. But tell me, what actually happens in your field of view when you look at the sun? Even if you're just taking little glances, you know, I get that it adds up, but will it just be fuzzy? Will you see black spots? Will there be any indication that there's eye damage happening?
So typically what happens is, you know, you watch the eclipse and you peek and you think you're fine and everything is good. And then the next morning you wake up and you look in the mirror or across the breakfast table and you realize you can't see. You can't see the face of the person next to you. You can't read the newspaper because there's just this extreme fuzziness or blurriness. And this did happen to some people after the 2017 total solar eclipse. No one knows how many people. Ralph Chu told me, you know, he was aware of less than 100 cases. And so, you know, think about the fact that 150 million people watched that eclipse. So, you know, less than 100 cases, it's not a lot, but it's still a real risk. I mean, I read a report on a few cases in Utah. There's one 17-year-old who just looked at the eclipse for like 15 seconds and he hurt his eyes. And there was another well-known case in New York of a young woman. She put on some borrowed glasses that someone handed her and she thought it was okay. And she looked up at the sun for like 30 seconds and she suffered, you know, severe permanent eye damage.
Okay, wait, why is borrowed eyeglasses not okay? What kind of protection do we need?
Well, you need to know that what you're using to protect your eyes is legitimate and that it meets the international standard for eye protection. And so the American Astronomical Society actually has vetted a lot of vendors and sources, and they have a list on their website of places you can buy glasses that you can trust. And, you know, also just if you're looking at the glasses, you know, you should make sure that they're going to be way, way, way darker than any sunglasses. Like, basically, when you put them on, you shouldn't be able to see anything through them except for the sun, basically. And, you know, you can test them by putting them on at home and looking at a bright light. And you shouldn't see anything. You shouldn't see the light at all, or it should be very dim. And, so, you know, some people say, like, they're just not comfortable with this whole thing. Like, they'll never trust eye protection, even though, you know, there is inexpensive eye protection that works. But some people say they just will never feel comfortable. And so for them, they don't have to look at a partial eclipse. They don't have to look up at the sun. Basically, you know, there's other ways to appreciate it. Like you can do pinhole projection. That's where you sort of like take something with small holes in it and you turn your back to the sun and let the light shine through the holes and it'll project a little crescent image of the sun.
Okay. And yes or no, Nell, can I use leftover glasses from 2017?
If they're not scratched and if they were legit, my experts I've talked to say sure.
Great. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce, thank you.
Thank you.